What's happening, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Swag Talk, the show where we cover the swag inside and out. I'm your host, Charles Wells, and we're coming at you a little bit early with a Saturday edition instead of Sunday. Just, you know, life happens, so I wanted to go ahead and drop this today. So today we're going to talk about the Delta Devils of Mississippi Valley State, a team that a lot of people are really starting to fall in love with, and I love Valley. I'm Team Valley, but you know there are some people who still need to kind of understand where they're going and where they are at right now. So we're gonna talk about Valley and how their season will go. Before we do all of that, let's get all the socials and things out of the way. Facebook.com/swagtalk, Twitter.com/swagtalk76, Instagram.com/swagtalk, and swagtalk76. Excuse me, at gmail.com is the email address. Also, you can check out Swag Talk on YouTube at Swag Talk Show. That we will have a Valley preview up on there today as well. Wednesday, we'll have a preview on Wednesday on the podcast and on YouTube. And Sunday, we'll talk about Southern. Also, on the YouTube channel, we have our new show, Swag Smoke, with my homie DJ. And me, we chop it up and just talk about everything related to SWAC and the culture itself. So don't forget to check that out. If you haven't done so already, I want you to go ahead and subscribe to the page. Over 270 subscribers strong, so the page is growing rapidly. So thanks to everybody for the love and support. So let's go ahead and talk about Valley, man. Valley's a team who hasn't really had much success in quite some time. I think I think it was like 2013, 2014, they had a 5-win season or so. So they, you know, Valley's been down for a long time. They're the only team of the original teams to have not won a SWAC championship. So they, you know, are due, but they, you know, they just have a lot of problems keeping teams together, maintaining depth, and just competing, you know, for four quarters. Last spring, Valley averaged 13.6 points per game. They allowed 36. They ran the ball for 153 yards per game. They allowed 130. They passed the ball for 124 yards per game. One touchdown, two interceptions. Defensively, they allowed 288 yards passing, eight touchdowns, three interceptions, 288 yards per game. Total offense, Valley, 277 yards per game of offense, 418 for the opponents. Third down conversions, Valley completed 27% on third downs. They allowed 35%. They were really good on fourth downs on defense. They only allowed 14% completion, 1 of 7. They were 4 of 10 on fourth downs as a team. Valley fumbled the ball 8 times, and they had 2 interceptions, giving them 10 turnovers on the season. The opponents fumbled the ball 3 times and had 3 interceptions, giving them 6 turnovers. So Valley had a negative turnover ratio, -4. Valley had 6 sacks as a team. They allowed 13 as an offense. So they, you know, the defense is honestly a strength on this team, but they still don't have enough depth to really consistently compete. And that's going to be a phrase that you hear me say quite often in this preview. Jelani Eason was the leading rusher on the team. He had 265 yards and 2 touchdowns. Caleb Johnson, 146 yards and 2 touchdowns. Darius Williams, 135 yards. Eason was the leading passer. He had 356 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, completed 54% of his passes. Receiving, Jarius Clayton, 11 catches, 93 yards, no touchdowns. Malik Myers, 7 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. Darius Williams, 7 catches for 72 yards. Defensively, they were led by Keontae Daniels with 24 tackles. William Morgan, 17. Deion Reed, 16. Jalen Eric Powell, 14. Jalen Bell, 13. Valmis Wanyer, 13. Caleb Brunson, 9. Jerry Garner, 9. Tackles for loss, Jalen Bell led the team with 4 tackles for loss, Garner 3.5, Lockley 3, Reed and Powell with 1.5. Valley had 19 tackles for loss as a team. They allowed 26 tackles for loss. Sacks. Garner led the team with 2 sacks. Bell 1, Lockley 1, Powell 1, and Thomas 1. Interceptions. Brunson had 2 interceptions and Latham had 1. Special teams. Valley averaged 39.6 yards per punt. Orlando Fernandez, his long was 53 on the season. Field goals, Fernandez was 2 of 5 on the season, 1 for 2 from 20 to 29 yards, 0 for 1 from 30 to 39 yards, and 1 of 2 from 40 to 49 yards. He had a long of 46. Kickoffs, they averaged 55 yards per kick on the season. Returns, Clayton, 8 punt returns for 59 yards, 7.3 average, long of 29. Ja'Cory Rankin was the leading return man on kickoffs. 6 returns, 97 yards, 16.1 yards per return as a team. They averaged 14 yards per kick return. So not much yardage, extra yardage that the team could gain through returns. The longest return on the season was 25 yards on kick returns. So, this is a team who I think you really have to look, you have to look deep to really find some real things. But Valley is a team who is gonna be on the, but they still have a ways to go, and they really are trying to beef up their offensive line. That's definitely gonna be something that they really have to take care of, because they want to run the football and play tough aggressive defense against the run, and the running game is getting better, because a few years ago Valley averaged negative yards per game rushing. So they to get up to, I think it was 153 on the season, is definitely a good accomplishment. So they're getting there. They've been doing it with dual threat quarterbacks, Jelani Eason, who led the team in rushing this spring, and like I said, they just they really like to have guys that can run the football and take care of the ball. Not so much with the pass game, but the run game, especially with the quarterback. And that, that's something that Valley really love to do is run the football. And the name I was blanking on was Jerick Bryant, who was the quarterback for the past 2 seasons before the spring. He was definitely a really good runner for them. And that was the quarterback run game was a huge factor on their team. Caleb Johnson's a really good running back. He can make some big plays, but that line is definitely going to have to improve to give them an opportunity to sustain drives. 13 sacks in 3 games on the field is not a good number. That's about 4 sacks a game, on average. So that's something that really has to improve. They're just going to have to continue to withstand that pressure that people are gonna put on them with their defense, and find ways to move the football, and that whether it's through the air or on the ground, they have to consistently move the football, because the defense, like I said, the defense is really stout. Like I said, they're led by Jerick Garner. He's a guy who can rush the passer and play really good against the run. They just need to really have some numbers. That until their numbers build up, they're going to be a team that just is going to struggle, because they're going to get worn down. As long as the defense is on the field, because your offense is only converting 27% on third downs, you're going to find yourself in positions that you don't want to be in. So with the guys that they have, they're really aggressive on defense, especially against the run. They got not torched, but they got, hit through the air fairly recently. So they're just gonna have to continue to try to grow. And Valley's a tough job. I mean, I got this from HBCU Game Day, but they stated that Valley spent $1.2 million on their football program. That's not much money. That's like less than half of what Alcorn and Jackson spend. So they, they don't have the money to really get out and do things the way other teams are. So they're always going to be at a disadvantage. And ballot, like I said, ballot's a hard job. You know, if you can win there, then you're probably not going to stay there, unfortunately. So Coach Dancy's doing a really good job with the team, but he's also, you know, there's, you know, coaches have been at Valley and have got teams like to be on the cusp, but until Valley can build up that depth, they're just not going to be more than what they are. They are going to be a team who can be dangerous and a team who will win a game or two here or there, but for them to contend, I think it's going to take a lot, and you know, it's just not there right now. They open up their season on Thursday, September 2nd against Murray State. This is not, you know, this is, you know, Valley's been known to have tough opening games in the non-conference. They really challenge themselves year in and year out. But also, if you're not a good team, you tend to, you know, anybody's tough when you're not a really good team. But they played fairly well against Lamar. In 2019, they had a chance to, you know, win that game. They lost it in overtime. They had a close game with Tennessee State. I think they played Bethune-Cookman fairly tough. So I think they have the opportunity to hang in this game. But Murray State's a really good team. They went 5-2 in the spring. So they're, you know, they're a team who is very capable of being a tough opponent. So this is not an easy game for Valley on Thursday night to open up. I think they'll lose that game. September 18th, they get a bye week on the 11th, and they go to Stephen F. Austin, a Southland opponent. And I've been preaching, you know, winning these non-conference games, but for a team like Valley, that's such a tough task, you know. And you know, I really hate to harp on them not being good, but it's really hard to pick them to beat a team right now. I just don't see it. You know, it's just gonna be a tough affair for them to make these kind of games. And Stephen F. Austin is a team who's gonna come out and challenge them. And again, it's a road game, so Valley doesn't really historically play well on the road. The last few years they haven't played really well, so I expect that to continue. I think they'll drop that game. Their next game is on September 26th on a Sunday in Jackson, Mississippi against Southern. For Valley, I really wish Valley would have kept this game in Itabena because it would be their home opener. And I think that they would really benefit from playing Southern at home. Southern typically doesn't play really well up there. They win, but a lot of their wins have been close in Valley. I think they've only had maybe a blowout or two up there. So they, you know, they really just struggle to score at Valley. I mean, you've seen like 17-7, 17-7. I think they had like a 17-14 game a couple years ago. But they, you know, that Valley's a tough place to play, and you really want to have as many games at home as you can. So to move a game like that, it is tough. This is gonna be a game that I think Valley will play well because I think they're gonna challenge themselves, but I think Southern is gonna be a little bit too much, especially on the defensive line for Valley, for their line to handle. If Southern could dictate the tempo of this game and the physicality of this game, it's gonna be a game that Southern will win. I think Valley is gonna be up to the task early because Southern loves to run the football and Valley plays well against the run, but I don't think Valley will have enough to stay in the game. I would not be surprised if this game was really close late, but I think Southern will wear them down in the fourth quarter. October 2nd, they open up their season at home against North Carolina Central. Again, this is not an easy game for Valley, but it's at home. I really love the aggressiveness that Valley shows at home because they typically play fairly strong at home, and I think they'll play well in this game. Like I said, being on the road for three games in a row and coming home for your first game, it always kind of gives you a boost. And for it to be homecoming, I think that'll be an opportunity for them to really go out and make a statement. You know, I think Valley needs to pick up some W's on the season. And you know, I'm gonna go with Valley in this game, mainly because I think they're due. North Carolina Central wasn't very good in 2019. They went 4-8. So this is not a world-beating team. This is a team that I think Valley can compete with, and I think Valley will win this game. I think, you know, they'll get this one and get themselves a victory on the season. October 9th, they go to Daytona to take on Bethune-Cookman. I just don't like Valley on the road right now. They have not shown me anything to say that they'll be a really tough opponent on the road. I just think they're gonna wear down in games. So I think this game will be close. I think they can match up with Bethune-Cookman, but I think they'll lose. October 16th, they host Alcorn. Again, this should be an entertaining game. They played Alcorn pretty close the last time that they played at Valley. It ended up in a comfortable Alcorn win, 56 to 20. But the game was fairly tight for a few for like the first quarter or so. But you know, they're not gonna really do very well in this game. I think Alcorn's on a mission this year, and I think they'll win that game. Florida A&M comes to town on the 23rd. This is another tough game. It's at home, but I don't like this schedule for Valley right now. It's really hard to find any W's, realistic W's at this point. I think Florida A&M will win this game. October 30th, they host Jackson State. Their third straight game at home, all against teams who are predicted to be at the top of their respective divisions. Not an easy stretch at all. I think they'll drop the game to Jackson. They play Jackson fairly tough at home, but this is not the same Jackson team that they've been playing. So I don't know how, you know, I think Jackson will win that game. November 6th, they go to Huntsville to take on Alabama A&M, continuing that tough stretch. I think the Bulldogs will get that victory. Not really much to say. I think they're just, you know, just gonna overwhelm Valley. Alabama State comes to Itabena on November 13th. I think this is a game Valley can win. I'm gonna pick Valley to win this game. They've been close in a couple games in this matchup. They've been blown out, obviously, in a couple of these games. They weren't going to win the game against Alabama State last year, but they had themselves in fairly good position before they made I don't want to say a bad decision, but before they went for it on fourth down in a situation they may not should have and didn't get it. And Alabama State was able to score and end up scoring some more points after that to pull away. But I think I'm going to pick Valley in the upset because I think that this portion of the season, I think Alabama State will be out of the race. So, you know, they may not be on the highest of highs coming into this game. So I'm going to go with Valley in that one. November 27th, they go to Prairie View. I think Prairie View will win it, but I think Valley can compete in this game. Obviously, my thoughts on Prairie View would depend on how their offense is playing at this portion of the season and where they stand in the race. If they're out of the race, this could be a very interesting game because they may not have the motivation to compete. Valley might be able to steal it, but I cannot pick Valley to win on the road right now until I see them do it. So that gives Valley a record of 2-9 on the season. And I really had to stretch to get the two, but there's not many games that I could look at, excuse me, on the schedule and say that I know for sure that this is a game that they can win. Because, like I said, it's for a SWAC schedule, this is a tough schedule. That stretch in the middle of the season where they play Alcorn, FAMU, Jackson, Alabama A&M all in a row, even though three out of four are at home, but that's a really tough slate. Stephen F. Austin was a team that went 6-4 in the spring, so where they played some in the some in the spring and I think some in the fall, or maybe just all in the fall, I don't know. But they're a team that's gonna be dangerous and they're gonna be tough to beat. But I think Valley just doesn't have an easy draw at all. There are no gimme games. North Carolina Central's a game that they can win, but they also can lose their game. Bethune-Cookman, I think they can compete in that game. If I had to pick a couple games to say on the road, I would think that Valley had a decent chance to win would be Bethune-Cookman and Prairie View, but I'm not even 50-50 on those games. I think Valley has like a 35% chance to win either one of those games. So it's really hard to say that's a swing game. Schedule just doesn't do them any favors. So my best case scenario would be like 3-8, and that's if they stole a couple games. I don't I it's realistic that they could go winless, but I don't think that is gonna happen. Just looking at the schedule, you could easily say they could lose all of these games, but I think Valley's gonna compete because they're a competitive team, so I know they're gonna fight and claw, and they're gonna try their hardest to win games, but they just don't have the numbers to compete game in and game out. So not a really good season for them. Like I said, I would pick their worst case scenario at 1-10, best case 3-8. I'm going in the middle with 2-9, so not a lot of positivity here. I'm not trying to pile on Valley, but I don't see what a lot of people who, let's be real, a lot of people who don't know anything, a lot of people that aren't as experienced with the SWAC, they just see in the name and they want Valley to do well, but Valley just doesn't have it right now, and that schedule does them no favors. They don't have really any non-conference games that they can kind of, eat up on before SWAC. So, like I said, they're coming in with two tough non-conference games and then a tough SWAC opener. And homecoming is no gimme either. So this is not gonna be an easy season for Valley. I think I think they'll be better than their record looks. I think they're gonna compete in every game. I just don't think they'll have the depth to pull off any upsets. But you never know any given Saturday, and I wish Valley the best because I really want Valley to be better. But I know this is a program and a department that's really behind the eight ball. So they're working with some disadvantages, but they try to make the best out of what they have. They don't make any excuses. They come out and play hard, and they try to hit you in the mouth every game. So that's gonna do it for this show. We'll be back on Wednesday when we talk about the Prairie View Panthers. I'm your host, Charles Wells, signing out. You guys have a good weekend.